President Joe Biden's U.S. Pacific Island Country Summit drew leaders from 14 countries, from Fiji and Papua New Guinea to Tonga and Vanuatu, with Australia and New Zealand there as observers. That's where Biden announced that the U.S. will recognize the Cook Islands and Niue as sovereign states. He also announced a new aid package focused on the climate crisis.
We're also announcing more than $110 million in expended U.S. programs to improve the lives of Pacific Islanders, which includes more than $130 million in new investments to support climate resilience and to build sustainable blue economies in the Pacific Islands, prepare for climate impacts on public health and food security, and to strengthen sustainable development, and also to build a better early warning capacity to predict, prepare for, and respond to climate hazards.
The summit is part of an effort by the Biden administration to strengthen strategic partnerships in the geopolitically important and vulnerable region.
And today, security in the Pacific and for the Pacific Islanders remains as critical as ever to us, and I hope to you as well, to secure the security of America, quite frankly, and the world depends on your security and the security of the Pacific Islands, and I really mean that. So this summit is also about deepening our enduring commitment to each other and our shared future.
In his remarks, Biden did not mention China by name, but the summit comes as something of a counterweight to China, which has made its own inroads in the region with a foreign policy called the Belt and Road Initiative. That's a form of economic statecraft by which China makes loans to developing countries for infrastructure projects in order to expand China's sphere of influence. Not coincidentally, the initiative would also give China access to European markets through things like a China-Mongolia-Russia corridor and a maritime Silk Road. And of course, the Biden administration sees the strategic importance.
A great deal of the history of our world is going to be written in the Indo-Pacific over the coming years and decades, and the Pacific Islands are a critical voice in shaping that future.
The U.S. and China are not the only ones working to shore up alliances. Russian President Vladimir Putin's first trip abroad since the start of the full-scale invasion of Ukraine was a trip to Central Asian countries for a Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit. Putin has been trying to build support in developing countries for his war. At the Island Country Summit, Biden spoke briefly about Russia and the war in Ukraine.
The United States, I want to be very clear about this, the United States will never recognize Russia's claims on Ukraine's sovereign territory. This so-called referendum was a sham, an absolute sham. And the results were manufactured in Moscow. And the true will of the Ukrainian people is evident every day as they sacrifice their lives to save their people and maintain the independence of their country and in defense of freedom as well.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.